Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are so glad to be opening up the program with our theme song, No One Else by Gregory Stafford. And want to wish everyone another belated, although I did wish it beforehand, Happy Thanksgiving. How was yours? Did you eat about the way you wanted to, expected to, needed to? I know some of you are on special diets. Do you normally let that go on Thanksgiving Day? I know some people tend to, let it go the entire holiday season. Or maybe they'll let it go a few days before Thanksgiving, the day of Thanksgiving, and a few days after Thanksgiving. Get back on the normal eating routine, and then a few days before, the day of, and a few days after Christmas, let it go. What'd you do? What did you do, ladies and gentlemen? How did you do? Did you eat the way you wanted to? Did you eat the way you expected to? Did you eat the way you needed to? I tell you what, it is a good idea to start the exercise routine if you have not already started it, and certainly to continue the exercise routine if you've already started it throughout the holiday season. That way, I won't say that you can just really, really pig out and not worry about anything. I won't say that. But I will say that even if you don't, eat the way you normally eat, and you do, throw down on a few more pies and cakes during the holiday season, you're still working out. You're still countering some of that bad calorie intake. And that's a good thing to do. Yeah, don't take off the entire holiday season when it comes to exercise routine. Keep that exercise routine going. A minimum of twice a week. If you're used to doing it 3-4 times a week, running, treadmilling, weightlifting, whatever you do. Used to doing that 3-5 times a week. Do it a minimum of twice a week. Keep it going. So that you don't fall out of the habit, don't fall out of the routine, but also so you don't have all that bad stuff really building up. Now, I know some of you are wondering, okay, that's cool, all that's good. How did you do, Carl? How did you do when it comes to eating? Did you eat the way you expected and needed to and wanted to? Well, I can honestly say, ladies and gentlemen, I pretty much ate the way I wanted to, expected to, and needed to, including on Thanksgiving Day. Now, let me tell you what I had. I had dressing with gravy. I had turkey, turkey wing. I had a chicken drumstick, I think it was. And I had rice broccoli casserole. So I got in a little bit of dairy there with my vegetables. And let me see, there's something else I had. What else did I have? Did I have any bread? I know you could count that dressing as a starch. I don't remember eating any bread. So that might be it. That might be all I had for Thanksgiving Day. And then, in addition to that, I ate literally less than a fingertip amount. I mean, less than a fingertip. Maybe half of an average adult size fingertip. Half of an adult fingertip. I think it was called pumpkin pie praline nut cake. Something like that. It was a cake, but had a bit of the pumpkin flavor in it, praline. I think it was called, I'd never heard of it before, but I think it was called pumpkin pie praline nut cake, something like that. And I tell you what, even though I only had half of a fingertip, not the whole finger, just half of a fingertip of that dessert, that was enough for me to To conclude, I really liked it. It tasted good, sure enough good, which was surprising to me because as a rule, I don't like pumpkin. I don't like pumpkin pie. I don't know of anything pumpkin flavored that I like, except that dessert. That was the first one I ever tasted that was pumpkin related that I actually liked. But here's the deal. Here's the thing. I know some of you probably wondering, well, if you liked it, why don't you go ahead and get a whole slice? Well, here's the reason. I'm finally back on my exercise routine. I say I'm finally back on it. I'm back on it again. Sometimes a lot of you know that I'm in school. I work full time. Just have a lot going on. And it can get so busy that it can be very, very difficult for me to keep everything going all the time. And so usually when something is taken off the plate, it is the exercise routine. I'm still trying to get to the point where I can consistently do it all. But right now, you know, the last few years it's been a challenge, and in all honesty, I've been sporadic with my exercise routine. Frustrating too, because number one, I enjoy just the exercise itself. I enjoy exercising, just like, you know, we enjoy playing basketball, we enjoy playing volleyball, we enjoy getting outdoors and riding our bicycles. I enjoy exercising, just the activity itself I enjoy. But in addition to that, I like getting the benefits from exercising. So it's frustrating for me when I'm not able to exercise, when it's been, I'll put it this way, when it's been taken off the plate. But for several weeks, I've been at it consistently. And here's the thing that I've noticed, even since high school, this isn't something that I just began to realize in recent years. This is something that I noticed in high school. When I'm exercising consistently, my taste, my desire for junk foods, particularly sweets, goes way down. I'm not saying I never eat any. I'm just saying the desire to eat it goes down so far that I rarely eat the sweets, cake, pie, etc. Don't get me wrong. In all honesty, I don't pig out on it when I'm not exercising. And so for years, I mean decades, all my life, when the holiday season came around, not just me, but my family and I, my siblings when I was living with my parents, and now my household, we don't really change our eating routine. You know, we don't bake or buy a bunch of desserts. We just don't eat any more dessert during holiday season than before and after holiday season. Just not that big on it. Like I've said before, there are times when I do eat it. I'll get me some cake. Rarely will I ever pig out on it. Once in a while, I'll get some pie. During the hot summer months, once in a while, I'll get some ice cream. But don't eat a lot of it. I don't eat a lot of it. And so this summer, this holiday season, this Thanksgiving season was no different. But here's the thing. Even though I never eat a lot of desserts anyway, when I'm exercising consistently, my desire for desserts is even less than when I'm not exercising. So that's why I didn't get a lot of dessert. And let me tell you, they had some good-looking desserts in that house, pies and cakes. I mean, good-looking. Somebody knew what they were doing. Some people, and from what I understand, some of the cakes were store-bought, but apparently still good. Y'all know we can buy some good cakes, too. Good pies. But I just wasn't really into that. So for me, it was primarily the turkey, the chicken, the dressing, the casserole. I'm leaving something off. No, it wasn't macaroni and cheese. I know some of you are asking me, was it mac and cheese? Because that's a big staple for Thanksgiving. I hear you loud and clear. Don't get mad at me now, but I'm not a mac and cheese man. I spent years trying to develop a taste for macaroni and cheese. Finally, I gave up. And when I say finally, I mean after years of trying to develop a taste for mac and cheese. That is just a food that yours truly does not eat. Now, I'm not saying I won't eat it. If I'm sure enough hungry enough, and that's all there is, I'll eat it. But if it's easy for me to avoid it, I will. In other words, if there are other foods around, I'll eat those. I eat vegetables primarily because they're good for me. I know that the nutritional value of vegetables is good for the body. And so that's the reason I eat vegetables. Most vegetables I don't like. There are a few that I like, but I don't like most vegetables. But since childhood, I kind of bought into what my mother and my father used to say, well, eat them anyway because they're good for you. And they are. So I eat them anyway. Even in my adulthood, there's no time in my life that I recall, even when I went away to college, when I did not eat vegetables. I would eat my vegetables because I knew then, as I know now, they're good for me. So here's my point. If there's some macaroni and cheese and there are some vegetables and one of the many vegetables that I don't like, and that's all there is to eat, I will eat the vegetables and not the macaroni and cheese. I'm laughing, but that's for real, for real. I will eat the vegetables. I will not touch the macaroni and cheese. And if I have to get me a bunch of vegetables in order to get filled up, I'll do that before I'll get some vegetables and some mac and cheese. I don't like mac and cheese. I'd much rather eat green eggs and ham. But that's okay. I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with mac and cheese. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. All I'm saying is it doesn't appeal to me. And I know coming up as a child, I was the only one in the house who did not like mac and cheese. I couldn't figure out why. And then as time went on, I'll tell you what it is. Neither the taste nor the texture appeal to me. I don't like the taste. I don't like the texture. But that's just me. I really take my hat off to everyone who likes mac and cheese. It comes so many ways. People have so many different ways of preparing mac and cheese. And I tell you, it is there. During the holidays, birthdays, you name it, mac and cheese is on the scene. And I'm really glad that people are able to get it so quickly, so readily, so consistently. I know a lot of y'all be looking forward to mac and cheese, if nothing else. I dig where you're coming from. And I am happy, truly, truly happy that it's there for you. And this is what I suspect, too. That mac and cheese enjoys being eaten up by you just as much as you enjoy eating it. That's right. It feels, it knows that it is cared for. That's right. It knows it is cared for. When all those people are paying that much attention year in and year out and kind of double up and triple up during the holiday season, oh, yeah, mac and cheese knows it is loved. All right, let me tell you this. I know some of you checked out my website and you're expecting to hear from Dr. Greg Murray as he was going to talk about political behavior and voter turnout. We had to reschedule, so I'll let you know when he'll be coming back to join us. Same thing for tomorrow. We were expecting Corey Rogers and Miss Christine Betts to join us from the Lucy Craft Laney Museum. They will not be able to. We're going to have to reschedule that one as well. So I just wanted to give you that heads up. And so today, in place of what we had planned, I'm going to have us look some more at the power of kindness. And tomorrow, one of the topics I want us to look at together is this. I want us to ask and try to answer the question, is America first? Particularly when it comes to our president, President Donald Trump. Is America first? That's one of the topics we'll be tackling tomorrow. We'll take a look at women in leadership, and again, to the many, many men and women, but especially the women who won your elections this midterm. Congratulations. I'm kind of excited, to be honest, about us having so many more women in leadership at the highest levels of leadership in our Congress than we've ever had. Congratulations, congratulations. We will continue, as I said, though, our look at women in leadership. How will they lead? How will they vote? What can we expect? That tomorrow. You can go to speakingwith.com. And you can check out this week's guests and topics for what we have planned. Just keep in mind those two changes that I just mentioned with regards to Monday and Tuesday. I'll be back in just a few, and we can start with The Power of Kindness from Dr. Dale Atkins and Amanda Salzhauer.